Well, hello guys. Hey, another day in the UK, another weather warning. Now it's rain, flooding. So what's new, eh? Anyway, this video is about the state of the police force in the UK, which obviously they're a joke, but not a very funny one. No, I did a video a long time ago about when I got sideswiped. I was driving along a main road and somebody came out a side road and hit me on the side. Not major accident, but still some damage. And there was a guy and a femme looked like his mother in the car. And I mentioned just let's get the police and sort it out, and they didn't want me to. And anyway, we took our insurance company's addresses and names and all that. And of course, I immediately phoned up my insurance company when I got back home and reported everything, and they found out that he didn't have any insurance. So I phoned the police, told them the whole situation, and they said, well, we really don't have the resources to deal with this. What? Somebody's driving around without any insurance? You can't deal with that? I know where they live. They don't live far from me. Their car is parked in their driveway. No, no, they can't deal with that. But they will give me a support officer to call me. Of course, his support officer was a femme. And she wasn't interested in the person having no insurance. She was more interested in how I was dealing with the stress. Well, that's because the UK police force has become feminized. It's all about feelings and emotions. Of course, this all started many years ago, when the push was to get more femmes in the police force, because there's not enough of them in there. They need to be represented a lot more. Of course, males have been protectors since the beginning of time. First of all, their bodies are built for it. Their brains are built for it. They're good at it. But let's forget all that. So then they had all these quotas where there had to be so many femmes. And then what happened is they quickly promoted them into positions, and it all looked very good, at least on paper. But of course, the first thing femmes do when they get into any position of authority, they want to change things. Oh, you mean make it better for everybody? No, just basically about them, for femmes generally. Generally, they want to push femmes ahead and suppress males. The problem is you can't run a police force, an organization, a business, society, that runs on just feelings and emotions alone. It never works. Police now are not dealing with crime, like knifings, drugs, robbery, antisocial behavior. They're dealing with things like somebody's said something nasty about somebody else. And now that's a woke policy, and you've got to guess, where do you think that came from? Well, it's not the whole UK police force. I bet you up in Scotland there's still, you know, a real police force. I can't imagine them going woke. But just let's prove how woke it is. So in the UK, because the police aren't doing their job, crime gangs have taken over small areas of towns, and the residents are too scared to go out. But the woke police force has an answer for that. It told them to play classical music, but not too loudly, because that might break the law. I guess their theory is that most drug gangs and everything else like sort of rap music and that sort of music, and they wouldn't like classical music. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys, it isn't a joke. I mean, anybody see Clockwork Orange? Yeah, that's a bit different, of course. And from what I've seen, femmes want to get into positions of authority. And not just because they want to be equally represented in that place. They want to take it over. That's what they mean, femmes, when they say change. Oh, hang about just a minute. There's a guy outside selling drugs. I'm just going to play some classical music and scare him away. And because the UK police force is a joke, they're attracting the wrong type of people as candidates. But actually, they're having a hard time attracting anybody to want to go into the police force today. Now, we've seen this thing time and time again. Femmes get into certain places and certain numbers and certain positions, and then they take it over. They feminize it, and they destroy it, because they make it all about them and their ideology. Just another day in the clown world, I guess. Take it easy, fellas.